Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the last Daf in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed He. And Baruch Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem, we have completed another Masechta with the conclusion of today's shiur. And Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we start the new Gemara, Tanis. We had gotten down to the very bottom of Lamed Dalet Omid Beis yesterday, but we'll go back up to the two dots, and we'll pick up with Tanya. The two dots about 10 lines up in the bottom on Lamed Dalet Omid Beis, a little chazara never hurt anybody. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, "Kishem shishalich tzibu chayev kach kol yochid v'yochid v'chulei." So that discussion was a machlos between the Tanakama, the opinion that we just read now, and Rabban Gamliel. That the Tanakama says that just like the shliach tzibur is chayev to say the shmona esrei, so to every individual is chayev to say the shmona esrei. And as we'll see, the shliach tzibur cannot be motzi them if they're able to say the shmona esrei themselves. Whereas Rabban Gamliel said, no, the shliach tzibur can be motzi as serabim dechavosan even if they are capable of saying it on their own. So now we go to the Braisa. The Braisa tells us, Tanya, we learned in the following Braisa, Amrulo, the Chachamim said, Rabban Gamliel, according to you, Lidvarecha, you're saying that a Shliach Tzibur is able to be motzi to Rabim, so then what's the purpose? Lom HaTzibur Mispalim. Why does the Tzibur daven a silent Shmoneh Esrei? If they're all going to be yotze with the Shliach Tzibur, so what's the purpose of saying silent Shmoneh Esrei? So Rabban Gamliel responds to him, and he says, Amar lahem, Kidei lahasdir Shliach Tzibur Tfilah. So this is to prepare the Shliach Tzibur, to give him a chance to make sure that he knows the right Tfilah. Again, they did a lot of this by heart, and even if they had a machzor, it was certainly unfamiliar, and this way he would prepare his Chazoras Hashatz by saying the Silent Shmoneh Esrei. So if he's saying the Silent Shmoneh Esrei, everybody else says the Silent Shmoneh Esrei as well. In that regard, Rabban Gamliel says to them, so according to you, Amar lahem Rabban Gamliel, according to you, Chachamim, the Divreichem, that you say that every individual has to say their own Shmoneh Esrei, so what in the world is the purpose of a Chazoras Hashatz? Lo Mishneh Tzibur, Yored Lifnei Ateva. Again, we use this expression, Yored Lifnei Ateva. He goes down, Shir HaMalos Mimamakim. The Chazan is from the depths, he's from subordinate position, calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, according to you, Chachamim, what is the purpose of having a Shliach Tzibur? If everybody's Yotzi on their own, so why do we have a Shliach Tzibur at all? What's the purpose of Chazar Sashatz at all? So I'm alone. Chachamim say, no, there are individuals that can't do it. Kidei Lahotzi es She'eino Baki. The people that don't know how to say their own Shmoneh Esrei, so they need a Chazaras Hashatz. So therefore, that's why we have a Chazaras Hashatz. But the people that know how to say their own Shmoneh Esrei cannot be Yotzei with a Chazaras Hashatz. Amar lahem, so Rabban Gamliel says to them, no, it doesn't make any sense. If the Shliach Tzibur was able to be Motzei, those that don't know how to daven, Kishem, Shemotzi, Eshe'eno Bok, since he's able to be Motzei, those that don't know how to daven, similarly, Kach Motzi, Eshe'baki. He can likewise be Motzei, those that do know how to daven. Before Hashem explained, once you see that he can be motzi others, so then why do we differentiate between who he can be motzi? That's the back and forth between the Chachamim and Rabban Gamliel. Gemara continues and says, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rabba Bar Bar Chana says the name of Rav Yochanan, Modim Chachamim L'Rabban Gamliel. The Chachamim, in fact, changed their opinion. They retracted their opinion that says that you can't be modeh people that are Baki, and they agreed with Rabban Gamliel that the Shliach Tzibur, since he can be Motzei, those people that are Eino Baki, he can be Motzei those people that are Baki as well. Now the next line, as we mentioned yesterday, I'm not sure if we're Gorisit, some are, some aren't, it belongs either here or it belongs later on, it's correct, but it may not belong here. In any event, the V'Rabamar Adayni Machlokus, Rab disagrees with the statement of Rabba Bar Chanan and Rav Yochanan. He says that the Chachamim would never mow that to Rabban Gamliel, and they still hold that the Shliach Tzibur can only be Motzei Eino Baki, but cannot be Motzei Es HaBaki. Now, Shama Rabbi Chia Berei de Rabba Bar Nachmeni, when Rabbi Chia Berei de Rabba Bar Nachmeni heard this memory of Rabba Bar Chana in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that said that the Chachamim were in fact molded to Rabbi Gamliel, he said and told this over, Ozol Omra Lishmaisa Kamei de Ravdimi Bar Chinina. He told this over to Ravdimi Bar Chinina and said, Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Gamliel is correct, that the Chachamim retracted their opinion and are molded to Rabbi Gamliel. Amalei, Rav Dimi said to this Rabbi Chia, Brei de Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Hochi on Rav. This is what Rav says. Adayni Machlokas. Here we have definitely the gear said that Rav disagrees, and Rav says, no, the Chacham were not molded to Rabban Gamliel, and they hold, in fact, that Shliach Tzibur can only be Motzi as Yaino Baki, but cannot be Motzi as HaBaki. And Amalei, Rav Chia, then this Rav Chia, Brei de Rabba Bar Nachmeni, said back to Rav Dimi, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Nami Hochi Omar. He also said the same thing. Even Rabba Bar Chana, who said over in the name of Yochanan, that in fact the Chacham Wamoda, Ki Omar, when he said this, Ki Omar of Yochanan, Lo Shmaisa, Ifli Galei Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, right then and there, held like Rav, and disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan. Yomar, no, Adayin Himachlokis, the Chachamim were not Moda to Rabban Gamliel. So we have Rav and Reish Lakish that are disagreeing with the statement of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar of Yochanan. This was Chazara, this is what we got up to yesterday. Here's the new Gemara. The Gemara now continues and says, Umi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi. Did in fact Rabbi Yochanan say that the Chachamim were Moda to Rabban Gamliel? They retracted their statement and they hold that you have the Shliach Tzibur Bimotzi. Not only a she'ena baki, but even a shebaki. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that that retraction occurred? Amar Rabbi Chana Tzipora. Rabbi Chana, who came from the city of Tzipori, Tzipora, he was known as like Chai Velashna, he came from Velashna. So Rabbi Chana Tzipora, who came from the city of Tzipori, said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchasuk Rabban Gamliel, that we paskin like Rabban Gamliel. Now, from the fact that he says we paskin like Rabban Gamliel, it implies that there is a mandi Amar that disagrees with Rabban Gamliel. So Hilchasuk Miklal the Plegi. It must be that, in fact, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that the Chachamim retracted. Rabbi Yochanan paskin that the Shliach Tzibor can be motzi ain obaki, and even a baki like Rabban Gamliel, and that's why you have to tell us the Hilchasa is like Rabban Gamliel, because the Chachamim were not molded, they didn't retract. And therefore, how can you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan says that the Chachamim retracted their opinion? And with this, we turn to the very last beautiful daf in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. And the Gemara explains as follows. Ki solik Rabbi Abba Miyami. When Rabbi Abba came back, now Miyami, Rashi says, as Shehifli Basin, he took a boat trip someplace, Layam, out to the ocean, the Chazer, and now he returned. So when he came back from this boat trip, Pirsha, he explained this apparent stira within the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that one place where Yochanan says the Chachamim retracted, and the other place he says, the Halacha Zarek Gamliel, implying that the Chachamim did not retract in the following way. He said, Modim Chachamim L'Rabban Gamliel. The Chachamim were in fact Modim to Rabban Gamliel, so that statement of Rabbi Yochanan saying that the Chachamim were Modim to Rabban Gamliel is partially right, because in this situation, Modim Chachamim L'Rabban Gamliel, the bracha shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippurim. In that situation, the Shliach Tzibur can in fact be motzi, not only as she'ena baki, but even the one who is baki. So that statement of Rav Yochanan that the Chachamim retracted their opinion is correct, but it only deals with brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. The Shliach Tzibur's Chazaras Hashatz and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur can be motzi, the eino baki, or even the baki, and that's where the Chachamim retracted their position with Modim Gamliel. However, when Rav Chana Tzipora came along and said, in the name of Rav Yochanan, that the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, Michlal de Pligi, implying that the Chachamim are still arguing with him, that's in regards to Bebrachos de Chol Hashanah, the Rosh Shmoneh Esrei, the Chazaras Hashatz, the rest of the year. There, the Chachamim held on to their position that, in fact, the Chazan of the Chazaras Hashatz can only be Motzi Hashayin Baki, but cannot be Motzi the Baki. So, in fact, there was a partial retraction by the Chachamim in regards to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yes, they retracted, but in regards to the Shmoneh Esrei, the rest of the year, they did not retract. The Gemara will explain momentarily why the Chachamim only retracted on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but didn't retract in the rest of the year. Now the Gemara says, is this true? Is this teretz that Rabbi Abba gave when he came back from his boat trip? Ini, is this really correct? Amar Rabbi Chana Tzipora, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we find that Rabbi Chana Tzipora said in the name of Yochanan, Halacha Kirabim Gamliel. And here in this version, he said it, Bivrachos Shel Rosh Hashanah V'Shel Yom HaKippurim. Now, according to this version, he's paskining, Rabbi Yochanan is paskining, like Rabban Gamliel, over the Chachamim, Miklal, the Hu, Paul, the implication being that they're still arguing, and it says Mefarish over here for the Chazaras Hashatz of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So how can you tell me that we make this fine distinction, that where were the Chachamim Modeh to Rabban Gamliel? That's by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Where they were not Modeh by the rest of the Shmoneh Esrei, here you have Mefarish. The Rabbi Chana Tzipora said in the name of Yochanan that the Halach is like Rabban Gamliel, because the Chachamim argue with him, so he has to tell us the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, even by the brachos of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Kasha, how can you tell us that this was the reconciliation? Shmuel says, no. El Om Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that in order to reconcile the seeming discrepancy in Rav Yochanan's statement, that in one place he says that somebody retracted their opinion and hold like the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, and the other place he doesn't retract his opinion, so El Om Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, man modim, who... When Rabbi Yochanan said that they were Moda, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, it wasn't talking about all of the Chachamim, it was only talking about Rabbi Meir. And therefore, when he says that the Halacha is like, when Rabbi Chanan Tzipora said that Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, it implies Miklal de Pligi Rabbanon. The Rabbanon are still arguing with him. However, Rav Meir retracted his opinion. Rav Meir, who was originally part of the Chachamim, Rav Meir was Moda that Rabbi Gamliel was right. So when we have the statement from Rabba Bar Bar Chana in the name of Rav Yochanan, that they retracted, that was only referring to Rabbi Meir. But the rest of the Chachamim did not retract, and therefore we have all three statements now that make sense. We have the statement of Rabbi Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan that says that they retracted. That's only referring to Rav Meir. So Rav Meir now agrees with Rabbi Gamliel. We have the statement of Rav Chanan Tziporah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that's as opposed to the Chachamim, besides Rav Meir, who did not retract. And then we have the other statement that says that the halacha is like the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel the rest of the year. That is because the rest of the year, the Chachamim also still hold, of course, that the Chazan can't be Motzei. They can't be Motzei on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Certainly the rest of the year, they're not Motzei. People that are Baki, they're only Motzei, they ain't no Baki. So that's the terrace that we want to give, that we have Rav Meir that retracted his opinion, but the rest of the Chachamim did not. And the Gemara says, I'll show you this is right because of a brisa that says of a fairish to Tanya. Again, the Amorim didn't necessarily know all the brises. So therefore, when we find the brisa in support of what the Amorim said, that's wonderful. So it says in the brisa, Brachu shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippurim, shliach tzibah mosi, harabi midei chavosan, divri Rav Meir. On the brachos of Rosh Hashanah, the Shmoneh Esrei, the Chazor Seshats of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Chazan is able to be motzei harabim, which means ain o baki and even bakiim. And whose opinion is this? David Rav Meir. Ah, you see that Rav Meir holds like Rabban Gamliel, and he originally did not, so therefore Rav Meir retracted. That's the opinion that says they were molded to Rabban Gamliel. Only Rav Meir was molded. The Chachamim in the Brisa, they still argue. The Chachamim, no. Kishem Shashliach Tziba Chayev, Kach Ko Yochid, the Yochid Chayev. Just like the Shliach Tziba has to say his own Shmona Esrei, so too each individual who knows how has to say their own Shmona Esrei. Now the Gemara is going to get to the resolution of why in some situations do Rav Meir and Rabbi Gamliel, for example, allow the Chazan to be Motzei Eserabim, and in other situations, Rav Meir doesn't allow the Chazan to be Motzei Eserabim for those that are Bakiim. Again, everybody agrees that if there ain't a Baki, if they don't know how to say it, so of course they can be Yotzei. But why in some situations can the Chazan be Motzei people that are Bakiim, whereas in other situations, the same opinion holds that they can't be Motzei those that are Bakiim in other situations. So Maish Noahani, why in the situation do we allow the Chazan to be Motzei the people that know? Certainly there can be Motzei Eshein Abaki, but they even allow the Chazan to be Motzei the Bakiim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So why is that? Maish Nohani. So I Lema Mishum Dinefishe Kroy. If you're telling me because there's so many psukim that you have to say 10 psukim of Malchios, 10 psukim of Zichronos, 10 psukim of Shofros, and it's just hard to remember these 30 psukim, and that's why you better have the Chazan be in Motzei them. So the Gemara says, for Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, Rav Chananel says the name of Rav, Kivon Shof. Omar, since if the Chazan or the individual just says without mentioning all of the psukim that are written in the Torah, so then he's Yotzei. You technically don't have to say all the psukim, you just have to allude to them. And therefore, that can't be the reason that there's so many psukim over here, because you could get around that. So if the person doesn't remember the 30 psukim, you could just say, that they would be able to say. So that can't be the reason why we distinguish between allowing the Chazan, the Shliach Tziba, to be Motzei, even the Bakiim, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and not allowing them to be the Chazan to be Motzei, the Bakiim, the rest of the year. So Gemara says, you're right. Ela Mishum da Avshe Brachos, because there are a lot of Brachos over here. You have the extra three Brachos in the Shmoneh Esrei, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, and therefore, not everybody's a Baki in them. So even the people that are Bakiim are likely to make a mistake. The Rashba says, Alulim Litos, they're more likely to make a mistake, even though they're Bakiim, but these are, you know, not commonly said brachos. They're said once a year on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So therefore, it's likely they'll make a mistake. Therefore, that's why they were allowing the Chazan to be Motzei, not only the Eina Bakiim, but even the Bakiim, as opposed to the rest of the year. Everybody knows the 18, 19 brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. People know them by heart. People are very familiar with them, and therefore there's no reason to allow the Chazan to be Motzei the Bakiim. Okay, always the Eino Bakiim, he can be Motzei, but not the Bakiim. The Rashba further adds over here that since this is a din in the special 9 brachos Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the year of the Ovel, so therefore this only is applicable to Musaf. The Rashba says he's amazed that some of the Gaonim said otherwise, but the bottom line is, the Rashba says, the only time Rav Meir was molded that the Chazan can be Motzei, the Bakiim, is only in the 9 Brachos Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf. But he wouldn't allow it for Shachris when it's a regular 7 Brachos Shmoneh Esrei, which they're familiar with. So the Rashba says there, Rav Meir was not molded to Rabban Gamliel. Gufo, the Gemara goes back and quotes the statement that we just brought down, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav. Rav Chananel said the name of Rav. Kivon Sha'amar, since if a person says Uvasarushal Kusuv Lemar, that is adequate when fulfills the idea of saying Psukim with Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros in that way, so Shuv Eino Tzarech, he doesn't have to go and actually state the actual Psukim. So you can see from here, the Gemara says, Sovr Mina, Hani Mili, that this is true, B'yachid. That's true by the individual. He could be Yotze, Uvasarushal Kusuv Lemar, he doesn't have to mention all the 30 Psukim that we talk about. However, Avol, the Tzliach Tzibor, the Shliach Tzibor goes and says the Chazos Hashatz, Lo Itmar. This statement of Rechanan Omarav was not said. It was only said by the individual that can get away with just saying Besoros Chokut Limor, but the Chazan is not allowed to get away with that. Tzibor, Lo Itmar. That's what the Bnei Yeshiva wanted to say. That's what they suspected. Hani Mila, Sovereign Minah, the Bnei Yeshiva thought that this was only applicable to the individual, but not to the Shliach Tzibor. And along comes Amar Rishu ben Levi, and he says, no, this is true across the board. This default position of a Saris Chalkus of Limor works not only for the individual, but it works for the Shliach Tzibor as well. Amar Rishu ben Levi, Echod Yachid, Echod Tzibor. This would be true whether the individual is saying Uvasaris Chalkus of Limor instead of the Psukim, or even if the Shliach Tzibor said Uvasaris Chalkus of Limor, Kivin Sha'amar Uvasaris Chalkus of Limor, since he says that, Shuv Eino Tzarech, he doesn't have to actually specify all of the psukim that we say, the 10 psukim that you say, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, by Malchias, by Zichronos, and by Shofros. Finally, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Le'olam Yastir Odom Tvilaso, a person should always be careful to go and set up Ishmona Esrei, and only then, V'achachach Yispala, and then daven afterwards. In other words, prepare beforehand your Ishmona Esrei. This was especially true in those days when they didn't daven from a sitter. Many say that today, since we're davening from a sitter, it's all set up and arranged beforehand. You don't have to, so to say, prepare it beforehand. However, therefore, there are those that bring down that for the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, which you didn't say the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh during the month of Tishrei, so it's in more than 30 days since you looked at it. So therefore, there are those that suggest, for example, that anytime it's something that you haven't said in a long while, more than 30 days is the definition of a long while, you should look at it to make sure you have everything straight. Again, there are those that disagree and say, because we daven from Sidur and Machzorim, it's all laid out beforehand in front of us, so you don't necessarily have to prepare. But it's always certainly a very good Eitzah that you should prepare and know what you're going to say before you go and daven. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba adds, and he says, "Bistab v'milsa," it makes sense to say, the Rabbi Elazar, "Bibracha shirosh Hashanah v'shal mikik purim, v'shal prakim," this din that I just brought down, that we said in the name of Rabbi Elazar, is true when we're dealing over here with an unusual Shemoneh Esrei, such as Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or Vishol Prakim. In other words, when you're saying it, Rashi says, Shel Moados, the things that you don't say on a regular basis. You're saying the Shlosh Golem. You haven't said in a year the Shemoneh Esrei of Pesach. You haven't said in a year the Shemoneh Esrei of Shavuos or Sukkot. So then, it's appropriate to make sure that you prepare it beforehand. However, Avol the Kol Hashana, but the regular Shemoneh Esrei that you say every day, you just said it yesterday, you just said it the day before. A person is rogil in them, and therefore, lo, it is not necessary to do this. Again, a very nice idea to look at it, but you're not obligated to do so because it's unlikely that you come to make a mistake. You just said it yesterday, you just said it the day before, etc. That's why I pointed out, when you have the Rosh Chodesh of Cheshvan, where you haven't said it within 30 days, that's the definition of being rogil in something, so then there are those that say you have to specifically look at it. More questions this whole idea and says, Eini, is this really true? Well, Rabbi Yehuda, Misadet Slosei Umatzle. It says Rabbi Yehuda, he would go and arrange his tefillah every time he davened, and then only would he daven. So that goes against this. After all, didn't Rabbi Yehuda daven every day? Someone says, no, he was unusual. Shiny Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was different than everybody else. Kivan de mitlosin yomin, litlosin yomin, hava matzle. He only davened once every 30 days. He was so busy learning. Technically, davening is supposed to be done only by people that aren't really learning full time. If you're learning full time, so say it's be bittul Torah to go and daven. Nobody is existent in the world today that this applies to. But in the days of the Amoraim, you could have a Rabbi Yehuda, you could have other great Amoraim and Tanoim, that for them, davening was bittul Torah. And therefore, he would only daven once every 30 days. And therefore, since he only daven once every 30 days, kiprokim dami, this is like something that comes up occasionally. It's like the davening of Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkot. And therefore, That's where I got the idea of the 30 days being considered a regilus, and therefore, since he only davened once every 30 days, he would go and be masadir his davening to make sure that he knew in his mind what he was going to say. Again, they didn't daven from a sitter, they davened by heart. So therefore, he would go over in his mind and prepare, oh, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that, and then he would be able to daven properly. And that is the halacha l'maisa. If a person is unfamiliar with the davening, so then he should be masadir it beforehand under most circumstances today. Since we do have sidurim and machzorim that we're davening from, albeit it's a good idea if you haven't davened it within 30 days to go and look it over to make sure that you're going to say it correctly. Finally, we come to the conclusion of this Masechta. Amar Rav Acha bar Avira, Amar Rav Shimon b'Chasida, Potrei Rabbi Gamliel, Afilu Am Shebesados. Now we have an additional statement that Rabbi Gamliel would say that the Chazan is able to be Motzi, the Eino Baki, and even the Bakiim. So Rav Acha bar Avira said in the name of Shimon b'Chasida that Rabbi Gamliel said he could even be Potrei those people that were in the fields. They didn't even come to shul. They couldn't hear what he was saying. Nevertheless, the shliach tzibur would be able to be poter to them. He could exempt them from their obligation. He could fulfill their obligation by saying it on their behalf, even though they weren't even there. They were out in the fields. Now, the more questions this. That seems to imply that you're being mechadish that even the people out in the fields, and Allah has come v'kama, the people that are there in the shul. Below me, boy, he didn't have to tell us, Hani dekai mehocha, that certainly those that are here in the shul, the shliach tzibur can be motzi them. The Gemara questions this and says, Adarabba, no, in fact, it should be different. Those people that are out in the fields, they didn't have a choice. So therefore, they couldn't come. They had to be out in the fields for whatever the reason. And therefore, that's why the shliach tzibur can be motzi them in their davening. However, people that came to shul, Hani, lo anisei, they weren't onus, they came to shul. So maybe Rabbi Gamliel would say that they have to daven their own Shemoneh Esrei. When is the shliach tzibur able to be motzei, even the Bekiyim, is when they're onusim. They were forced, they weren't able to come to shul, they had to stay out in the field. And that situation, the shliach tzibur can be motzei them. But taka, Rabbi Gamliel would be modeh, that those people that were in the city, they weren't out in the fields. And if they didn't come to shul, then lo anisi, since they weren't forced not to come to shul, they weren't down in the field, they were sitting in their home, they slept late. So those people would not be able to be yotzei with the tefillah of the chazan. Those people that were forced to be out in the fields, so even though they weren't in shul, they could be yotzei with the shliach tzibur of the chazan, even though they didn't hear it. But those people that could have come to shul but didn't come to shul cannot be yotzei with the tefillah of the chazan. So that's the way the Gemara switches around what Rav Acha bar Avira said in the name of Shimon Chasida. And therefore, it says a riot to this, the Tani, because we learned Abba Brei Derav Binyamin Barchia said, Am Shachori Kohanim Einam Bechlal Brocha. He said that the people that are standing behind the Kohen, when they're duchening, they're not considered in the Brocha of the Kohen. In other words, those people that are in shul and that are too lazy to stand in front of the Kohanim, and again, assuming the shul has room, if the shul has no room, the shul's packed, and the people that say there are on the side of the Kohanim, some large shuls, so you have people up on the sides of the Aron Kodesh, their shuls are packed, so those people considered in front of the Kohanim. But otherwise, somebody that could move in front of the Kohanim and doesn't do so, so then he's not included in the cloud of the bracha of the Kohanim. However, the people that weren't able to come to shul, they were anusim, the Am Shebesados, they couldn't come to shul, so they were included in the Birchas Kohanim, even though they're not in front of the Kohanim. And therefore, just like it says that by the Duchening, so too, that's the way we should understand this din of Rabbi Gamliel, that he was poter, the people that are out in the fields with the Shemoneh Esrei, the Chazaras Hashatz, but not the people that were in the town and could have come to shul and did not. And therefore, the right way to understand this, and this we conclude this beautiful Masechta, Eliki also Rovin, when Rovin came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said over in the name Omar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Omar Rabbi Shimon Chasida, he said over in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, who said this over in the name of Rabbi Shimon Chasida, that in fact, like we just explained, Lo Poter Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said that the Chazaras Hashatz could be Poter only Elo Am Shebesados, only the people that couldn't come, they were anusim and couldn't come to shul. And my time and the reason is Mishum Danisi Bimlocha, because they were forced to be out in the fields doing the work, the harvest season, whatever it may be. They were forced to be out there and they couldn't come to shul. So Nebuch, those people could be exempted by the Shliach Tzibur. However, those people, Aval Elu, Ba'ir, people that were sleeping late in their beds and they chose not to come to shul, lo, the Shemoneh Esrei of the Chazaras Hashatz of the Chazan could not be Motzi them. They were their own fault and therefore they have to go and daven by themselves. They can't be yotzei with the tefillah of the shliach tzibur. Now, there are two ways to understand this. You can understand this that even if they came to shul, since they weren't anusim, they couldn't be yotzi with the shliach tzibur. But the Ramban says no. That the understanding of Rabbi Gamliel is if they did come to shul, then they would be able to be yotze with the chazan, even though they were capable of being yotze on their own. And he actually brings down a different girsa to support this. And he says that the girsa should be over here, lo potter Rabbi Gamliel, elo am shebebeis hakneses, and u shebesodos dianise. However, abu kuli amalo, but the rest of the people that could have come to shul and didn't, they can't be potter by the shliach tzibros chazaras hashatz. So, in other words, the people that did come to shul, even though they were bekiyim, could be yotzei with the chazaras hashatz according to Rabbi Gamliel, and the people that were anusim out in the fields that couldn't come to shul, they're also yotzei with the chazaras hashatz. However, the people in the city that ain't on anusim, they could have come to shul, but they didn't come to the Beis HaKnesses, that's where Rabbi Gamliel said lo yotzei dechova v'chayovim l'spal biatzmon. They were not able to be yotzei with the shliach tzibur; they had to go and daven by themselves. And while it's not clear that Rashi holds from that as well, from the simple lashon of Rashi, nevertheless, the Ramban says that that's Rashi's opinion too. And this is Tosus's understanding on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, and Dibra Maslu Kain also understands Rashi in this way. One last final point. We just brought down that Rabbi Yehuda davened only once every 30 days. So if you look in the Hagos v'tziyunim that some Gemaras have, they write in Oz Zayin, Lo Nimso B'Talmud al Rabbi Yehuda. We don't find anywhere in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda went over his learning once every 30 days. We find this about other Amoraim, but it doesn't mention anywhere in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda was so busy learning that he went over his learning every 30 days. That's why he couldn't daven. And this is brought down by the Rashbash, who says, Lo Motzinu B'Gemara L'Gabi Rabbi Yehuda She'echozu Al Talmudo Achaz L'Shoshim Yom. And we do find this in the name of other Amoraim. So he writes, Ulai Rabbeinu Zal Hoysalot Kabbalah, that we have a Kabbalah, that this is true about Rabbi Yehuda, or maybe it's in a Medrash, that this was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion as well, and therefore, that is the reasoning. That's what the Rashbash says. However, the Ritva says a little bit differently. The Ritva writes, Shohaisa Torasso Umnoso, that he was so involved in learning. That was his job. That was his entire being. The Lohio Mispala, he wouldn't daven because that would be bittul Torah for him, like I alluded before. L'shum tzorach b'olam, and he didn't do anything else other than learning Torah. And that is such a beautiful understanding over here of our Gemara. B'ezus Hashem, all of us completing this Masechta in the Daf Yomi, we should be zocha, that Torah so umraso should apply to us to whatever extent possible. That whenever we have free time, we should be spending it learning Torah, we get a real geschmack with learning the Torah. And B'ezus Hashem, as we say goodbye to this beautiful Masechta Rosh Hashanah, which we'll come back to Amir Tzashem, hopefully before 7.5 years, but certainly we should be all be zocha to come back to it in 7.5 years. We should be zocha to start learning Masechta Tainis tomorrow, and B'ezus Hashem, many, many more Masechtos together, as well as learning on our own. Hadron lecha yom tov, v'slicha lo Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Hadron lecha yom tov, v'slicha lo Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Hadron lecha yom tov, v'slicha lo Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Mazel tov to all those that are Masaimim.